This year, I am focused on saving and investing, but I still want to do things like travel. NerdWallet lets you compare top travel credit cards side by side to maximize your spending, some even offering 10 times points on your spending, which means you could end up with a free flight or maybe a better hotel room.
So what could future you do with smarter financial decisions? Compare and find smarter credit cards, savings accounts, and more today at nerdwallet.com. NerdWallet, finance smarter. Reminder, credit is subject to lender approval and terms apply. We're so excited to introduce you to Great Jones. Great Jones makes high-quality, thoughtfully designed cookware that's so stunning you won't want to put it away. They have everything from Dutch ovens to ceramic dishes to non-stick sheet pans. They've got everything you want. I have the Saucy, which is a terrific saucepan. It has curved sides. It has a pouring spout. It has a lid. And it looks so elegant. It's really a pleasure just to look at it on the counter, even before we're using it.
Yes, I love all the colors.
Yeah.
They make stunning gifts that are actually useful. Weddings, housewarming parties, birthdays. It's the perfect gift for the foodie in your life. So upgrade your kitchen and replace those old rusted hand-me-downs with bold, beautiful, long-lasting pieces from Great Jones. Get started today at greatjones.com and get an extra 15% off your first order with promo code HAPPIER. That's greatjones.com, promo code HAPPIER.
I'm Gretchen Rubin, and this is A Little Happier. I love aphorisms, secrets of adulthood, paradoxes, and teaching stories of all kinds. So, of course, I love fables. The most famous collection of fables are Aesop's fables, which are teaching stories credited to an ancient Greek storyteller named Aesop, although modern scholars believe that Aesop probably never existed. One of the most famous of Aesop's fables is the story of the tortoise and the hare. In case you don't remember it, here's my version of that well-known story. Once upon a time, a tortoise and a hare met each other on a road. As the hare jumped back and forth in front of the tortoise, he said, "Tortoise, how can you stand being so slow? Do you ever go anywhere?" The tortoise replied in his deep, patient voice, "Yes, hare, I get anywhere I want to go." "I don't believe it," said the hare, and made ready to bound off to find more exciting company. "I'll prove it," answered the tortoise. "I'll challenge you to a race." The hare thought this idea sounded hilarious, so he agreed. The fox agreed to act as judge, so that very afternoon, they set the course, the fox gave the signal, and the racers started off. The hare immediately leaped out of sight, and before long, he started to feel that it had been beneath his dignity even to agree to such a challenge. To demonstrate his confidence in his victory, he decided to take a short nap. Meanwhile, the tortoise plodded on. Time went by, and he passed the hare asleep by the side of the course. He kept going. The sun was hot, and the hare slept much longer than he'd intended. When he woke with a start, the tortoise was approaching the finish line. The hare jumped up and raced as fast as he could, but the tortoise crossed first. The fox declared, "The tortoise is the winner." The classic moral of this story is slow and steady wins the race, and the fable is often evoked to illustrate that point. But I think that's actually the wrong lesson to draw from this story. Instead, I'd argue that a more appropriate moral would be, those with great abilities can be defeated by their own arrogance and idleness. Or perhaps, overconfidence can foster carelessness. Another possible lesson comes from one of my favorite aphorists, Marie von Ebner Eschenbach. She wrote, "Since its famous victory over the hare, the tortoise thinks it's a sprinter." In other words, it's easy to attribute a good result to our own abilities, when in fact, that result may have been the consequence of circumstances or someone else's mistake. When we consider them more deeply, even very familiar stories can hold unexpected meanings. I'm Gretchen Rubin, and I hope this makes your week a little happier.
I don't know about you, but I'm always looking for ways for my son to get involved and give back in our local community. That's why I'm excited to tell you about Student Visionaries of the Year, a campaign by Leukemia and Lymphoma Society, the largest nonprofit organization dedicated to creating a world without blood cancers.
Student Visionaries of the Year is a 7-week philanthropic leadership development program for high school students. Participants form strong teams and fundraise in honor of a pediatric blood cancer survivor in their local community. This program is transformative. It not only helps students develop valuable life skills like project management, communication, financial literacy, and entrepreneurship, not to mention it looks great on college applications, but most importantly, is also a chance for them to engage in meaningful work within their community and make a real impact on blood cancer patients and their families. You can learn more about Student Visionaries of the Year or even nominate a student at lls.org/students. That's lls.org/students.